This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McBeal. As the impeachment inquiry proceedings enter into another week, the lawyer for the whistleblower who serious concerns about the Trump-Ukraine telephone call which set off the House impeachment probe says that his client has agreed to answer written questions from Republicans. Attorney Mark Zayed tweeted Sunday that the whistleblower will answer questions from the House Republicans. Meanwhile, VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us that President Trump and his congressional party loyalists still argue that this is a witch hunt.
Republicans continued casting doubt on the legitimacy of the investigation led by Democrats that so far has been conducted behind closed doors.
Madam Speaker, when you look through this resolution and you see how one-sided, how Soviet style this is running, this is the United States of America. Don't run a sham process, a tainted process like this resolution ensures.
Trump, too, has been far from silent.
The Democrats are crazed. They're lunatics. The impeachment thing is a hoax. Now, whether or not they try pulling it off, it would be a disgrace.
Dozens of Republicans sit on committees involved in the impeachment probe. But the president's defenders say that's not enough. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Anti-government protesters in Baghdad shut down roads and government offices in the Iraqi capital Sunday, escalating a month-long string of rallies demanding political change. Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered in recent days in Baghdad's Tahrir Square and across southern Iraq, shutting down markets, factories, schools, and universities in protest of the political system in place since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. Smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the virtual impenetrable wall that President Trump is having built along the U.S.-Mexico border to keep migrants and drugs out of the country. Mr. Trump offered his thoughts after the Washington Post disclosed the gangs have repeatedly sawed through the border wall in recent months. This is VOA News. Protesters in Lebanon rallied Sunday to call for President Michel Aoun's ouster as part of a push for sweeping changes that have already brought the resignation of the country's prime minister. VOA's Slatis Ahok reports.
President Aoun's supporters gathered in central Beirut, waving Lebanese flags and banners with his image. Sunday's pro-government rally was the largest demonstration against massive anti-government protests that began in mid-October and led to the resignation of Prime Minister Hariri last week.
Anti-government protesters think if the president leaves power, the problems would be solved. On the contrary, if that happens, the crisis will worsen.
Lebanon has accumulated huge debt after 8 years of civil war, which destroyed much of its infrastructure. Interest payments consume almost half of the government revenues, leaving many public sectors underfunded. Electricity supply is rationed, and many people have to rely on backup power generators. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
Hong Kong anti-government protesters crowded a shopping mall and running clashes with police Sunday, during which a man with a knife slashed several people and apparently bit off part of a local politician's ear. Reuters' Amir McCarthy.
A dramatic escalation in the violence that's gripped Hong Kong for months on Sunday. As a man slashed several people with a knife and allegedly bit off a part of a local politician's ear. What started as a human chain in City Plaza Shopping Centre in the eastern suburb of Taikoo Shing turned into a face-to-face conflict with police, with several people wounded. With blood dripping from his ear, Democratic District Councillor Andrew Chu was among the injured.
That is Reuters' Amir McCarthy reporting. Leaders of a protest movement calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Imran Khan to resign are now threatening to lock the country down if he does not. They set a Sunday deadline for him to do so. The firebrand cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rahman has hinted that he could direct his partisans to march on the scent of Pakistan's government and force Khan's resignation. Khan says he has no plans whatsoever of quitting. You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.